You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martin Acuña, and you're listening to Backstage Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is Legna Cedillo. She is a first-generation American from Kansas City, a proud daughter of Mexican immigrants, and a New York-based actor, singer, songwriter, voiceover artist, and dancer. You maybe must have seen her in Americano, an off-Broadway musical that premiered almost a year ago. I think it was last year during 2022. We have a lot of friends on that show, and I am so excited to have Legna over. Legna, welcome to Backstage Talk.
Ew, Martin, thank you so much for having me. I am so happy to be here.
I love that. So you're from Kansas City. Your heritage is Mexican, but what else do we have to know about you?
Oh, man. My name is Angel spelled backwards, and I love breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, I love breakfast sandwiches. There's like, nothing on. Better.
Right? Yep. That's how I feel.
I love that. So I want to dive into you professionally. Why did you choose musical theater, and why are you on this journey to be on Broadway?
Oh gosh. I think my big love for musical theater happened in seventh grade, when I was able to audition for my first musical in school, and it was a musical called The Boyfriend, super obscure. And why they had middle schoolers doing that, I don't know. but that was a really, really amazing experience. And to be able to have a place where you can act, sing, and dance all at the same time really blew my mind. And after that, there's just no looking back. Like, this is amazing. This is magic. I have to do this.
Yeah, it's been the wildest journey of all. Yeah. I love that. You are a proud daughter of Mexican immigrants, and I want to know, how has your heritage influenced your art? Because you're not only a performer, but you're also a songwriter and a singer. So I want to know it.
Ooh, gosh, I mean, so my parents are my heroes. They came to the States in the 80s, about a year and a half before I was born, in 90, and I'm aging myself, but that's okay. I grew up speaking Spanish at home. That was our primary language at home. Getting to see them both work so hard and be in a country that is foreign, to give their children an opportunity to do something here that would be hard to have that opportunity back at home in Mexico. And so I owe so much to them and their sacrifice for us. And to be able to breathe that as part of my experience into the art and things that I create and sing about. I mean, we all carry our experiences with us. And so I'm very proud to be able to bring that as part of my journey, that I hope influences all of my work. So it's there.
I love that. I love that. What do you think is the best thing about being a Latin artist?
Oh my gosh. I think the importance of representation is crucial. And I think a lot of the time Latinos can get kind of scooped into one big general box. And to be able to have a platform is a real privilege. It's an honor. And to be able to show that we're not a monolith. There's all kinds of different flavors to all different cultures within Latin America. And so to be able to bring my own experience as daughter of Mexicans, from we can all breathe from our own cultures. And so to bring our stories forward, I think is so important. And to show that we're not just able to be generalized. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, you do. You do. And I love that because I think that the big premise of Americano, this off-Broadway musical you were a part of, mm-hmm. was kind of that. Because if I recall right, at least 90% of that cast and that company were Latinos working on that show based on a true Latin story about this individual that wanted to go, I think it was the Navy or the Army, and they discovered they were a dreamer and they had no legal papers in the States.
Yep.
Can you dive a little bit into Americano and this whole experience that he had off Broadway?
Yes. Okay. So Americano is very special to me, so I'm very excited to talk about it. Americano basically tells the story of a dreamer. And so the Dreamer Act was the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act. And basically what it did was a proposal to grant temporary conditional residency with the right to work to illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors. And so that story itself, you were able to see it from the perspective of a family that was going through it. You had our main character, his name is Tony Valdovinos, and this is a real story. At the age of 18, wanted to join the Marines and was told that he was actually not a citizen or a resident of this country. And so it kind of tells, it goes from there in telling his process and journey of what that means, what is the American dream, and what is the process like to become a resident or a citizen in this country. And so I think to humanize stories that we just see on newsreels, I think really allowed audiences to walk and journey with a family, and showing that humanity and the want that we all desire to belong was just so special to be. It's not every day that art is also important and educational, and so to have all of those ingredients in one was really awesome. And the cast is my family, and so to be able to learn from one another and our experiences just meant a lot. Yeah,
I love that. Did you and that cast have had any like Latin tradition while you were performing or while the show was running?
Tradition, oh my gosh. We would say si se puede a lot. I'm trying to think if we had like an actual tradition. Oh gosh, if someone from the cast listens to this and they're like, hello, we used to do this all the time. My brain sometimes my memory is like, oh no, we never did that. And someone would be like, are you kidding me? Yes, we did. I might have to circle back on that. Let me see if something comes up to me while we're talking about it, other things maybe, but maybe we circle back.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. What is your best memory of this show now that you mentioned that this cast has become your family?
Oh, actually, one of my favorite is a song that I was not even on ever on stage for. So I won't give it away, but in this particular scene and song, I am not on stage, and I'm actually, I believe, the only cast member that is not on stage at this time. But we sing a song called For Today, and that was just so beautiful and powerful because it culminates into this one beautiful big moment of unity and heart. And I would a lot of the time just stand backstage just to watch them sing that song. And it was just, the score was beautiful. Our composer and our arranger, Carrie Rodriguez and Zahir Mendez, were just incredible artists, and what they were able to do with the music and sharing its heart was magical. So that was probably, yeah, yes. And also, it's Sergio Mendoza, not Mendez.
I love that.
Get his name right.
What is, or who is, your biggest Latin inspiration?
Oh, okay. Well, this is not a cop out, but I think I don't have to look that far. For me, my parents are my biggest influence and my heroes. But if we're talking about creatively, I would probably say Bianca Marroquin, who is in Chicago. She's actually in Chicago for like 20 years, and she has been able to play both Roxy and Velma, both leads. She's a Mexican theater actress, and she's the first Mexican actress to have a starring role on Broadway. And so to be able to see someone do it from your own home and land is just is a very powerful thing, especially when you didn't really grow up being able to see that kind of representation. So she's a huge inspiration to me, and the work ethic that it takes to be able to do roles over and over again but still tell them with a new heart and a new piece of magic is incredible. So I love her.
Yeah, we love Bianca Marroquin. She is a star. I mean when I met her, I was starstruck, and I was like, you don't know what this means. And she was like, wait, what? And I was like, trust me, you don't know what this means.
Trust me, you don't know. Yes, I took a class with her, I think it was a year or two ago. And her story is amazing. And then she herself is just such a light and such a down-to-earth human being, and so humble, and just like goes after the work and is so generous. And so that just set her over the top. I was like, okay, all right, this is amazing. Angels exist. Okay, cool.
Like, now, what are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
How dare you? That is so hard. It is. Anytime anyone asks me about favorites, I'm like, it's like I can't remember any shows. Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll go through the ones that were maybe the most formative, like that I saw as a kid, and I was like, what is this? This is blowing my mind. This is hard. I feel like you can't not say Les Mis. So that has to be up there. Wicked blew my mind. And to hear those voices together rocked my world. The score was just so insanely written that it just blew my mind. And I actually saw it for the first time, I think just a year ago, right after everything kind of opened back up. The second they started, I was just like, tears running down my face. This is a dream. I love Aida so much. I love Into the Woods, Brigadoon, The Color Purple. I got to see Cynthia Erivo, and that was to be in the presence of that voice and heart was just amazing. I love Legally Blonde. I love Waitress. Of course, like Rent was very formative for me as well, and that's still up there. Cause come on. Yeah, I think that's more than five. So I guess
no, but I love them. Legna, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your story. We cannot wait to keep seeing you succeed. We are just honored to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Martin, so much.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.